The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Pensacola State College.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Woo, if you're going to be out and about, you need to hydrate today. It's going to be a warm one, and we've got a heat advisory. It's going to be one of those days. But hey, we're right in the middle of the summer. And if you're thinking about advancing your career, advancing your life in general, there's always a time to start that. And if you think, oh, it's summer, there's nothing going on, there's always something going on at Pensacola State College. Go to pensacolastate.edu for more information on what we're going to be talking about today. In the studio, I have Dr. Michael Payne. He is going to be talking a lot about the bachelor programs at PSC and the academic calendar and how you can just kind of jump in there. There's always something there for you. And like I said, pensacolastate.edu, go there for more information. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Payne this morning, let us know, 850-437-1620. Dr. Payne, how you doing, buddy?
It is 100 degrees out there. It is absolutely sweltering.
It is.
But I have good news for you.
Uh-huh.
Our classrooms, they're all air conditioned.
Nice.
All you got to do is come on in, listen to somebody talk about some stuff, get your hands dirty, get mm-hmm. involved, and stay cool.
Wow. Yeah, no outside tents with no fans or air. None of that. None of that stuff. It's all indoors, it's going to be nice and cool for you. So let's talk about PSC, because this is an institution that's right here in our backyard. And a lot of people, I think, they kind of take it for granted. They don't really think about it much. But when it comes time to think about your career and think about maybe changing things up and, you know, adding education to your life to maybe get a new career going, PSC can help with that. And it can be absolutely free in some situations, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
so,
man.
We have teamed up with OpNextJobs. That's OpNextJobs.com. And they are offering, in as little as 3 months, free training. And did I say that right? Free training.
3 months.
Totally free
That's
training
it.
In welding and computer numerical control. That's advanced machining and programming. You're going to learn and you're going to make real stuff. Mm. And so if you like to get your hands in there and actually create and do something and make a difference in an area that we need in Pensacola, these are high paying jobs and mm-hmm. you can get certified in as little as 3 months.
Wow.
We hear college is too long. You can get it that fast.
Mm. I mean, sometimes it takes a month or two to get into a good rhythm, say at like a restaurant or a fast food place. You're like, okay, now I've got this down. By the end of that time period, you could already have a new career sitting in front of you. Let's talk about welding and advanced machining a little bit. I mean, this is something you said we need this in this area. High-paying jobs. I've heard about this too. Somebody the other day was talking about it and said, man, if I had it to do all over again, I would just get into welding or one of those like trades, you know? And I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, it's not too late. You can do it at any age, right?
Yeah, you can do just about anything at Pensacola State College. There's the traditional college format.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the skills and industry formats. But we even have a charter school where we have a high school coming up.
Mm.
And once again, that's free, free, free.
Right.
And I'm so glad you brought up the welding, because that takes me into, you know, if you want to start at welding, there's a next step you can take after that. And how do you eat an elephant? You take one bite at a time, and eventually the whole thing's swallowed, right?
Right.
And so you get 3 months, you get some welding, and you say, you know what, I want to go a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Right across the street at the airport, we're putting in an aviation maintenance program. So you can take it even more technical and more technical, and you can dig in, and you can get the skills you want. And then, you know, in aviation, those jobs pay well.
Oh, yes. And that kind of leads me to think about our veterans, and we'll get to that here in a minute. So, you know, everybody has a busy life. They have families. They have maybe other jobs that they're doing. But how does PSC, you know, how do you serve the community? Because you have how many locations now?
Well, we have seven locations, and they're about as convenient as you can be. If you don't
right.
want to cross the bridge, stay in Santa Rosa. We have something for you there.
Right.
If you don't want to cross the other bridge, you stay in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We have something for you there. How about over in Warrington, over by the Naval Hospital?
Mm.
And I'm so glad you brought up vets and how important our school is for the veteran community. You
right.
know, I am a retired naval officer. I spent half my time enlisted and half my time as a commissioned officer. And I will tell you, if I didn't have schools like Pensacola State College available to me, I never would have gotten my bachelor's degrees or my master's degrees or my PhD, because I needed flexibility and time. And for the sailors and the Marines and the airmen and soldiers that are here in the Pensacola area, we're here specifically to make sure, as a veteran-friendly school for 14 years.
14 consecutive years.
As a veteran-friendly school, we find ways to get you in the classes you need to get the certifications. And those certifications, they can get you out into the community. Mm-hmm. They can get you transitioning from a military career, or they can help you get advanced in your military career. Mm-hmm. If you want to take that next step and become a commissioned officer, you got to get that bachelor's degree. We just happen to have bachelor's degrees right here at Pensacola State College.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about some of those. First of all, I want to mention that you guys are ranked in the top 1% nationally in college affordability. And we're talking about how a lot of this could be absolutely free. 92% of your students go to school loan free. That it's all over the news now, this student loan debt crisis and everybody wanting them to just be forgiven. And people are hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And they still really aren't using their education because they may have gotten the wrong degree or they just got so bogged down with debt that they couldn't even finish. So PSC is you know, saving people from that end. And like you said, as little as 3 months, you could have a certificate that could get you working at a very high paying job. This bachelor program for entrepreneurship, I want to mention that real quick because that's kind of special. I've never really seen that before, and that's something we really want here in Santa Rosa and Escambia County. We want our entrepreneurs to come up through the ranks and stay here and start a business, right? So how does that bachelor program work?
Well, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Money, money, money. I think it costs, what does it cost now? $6 for a gallon of milk, and it keeps going up. Mm-hmm. So if you want to open up a business that will help get your milk to the market a lot cheaper than $6, please come see us, because I think there is definitely a niche for you. Mm-hmm. But there are so many opportunities here in Pensacola. How many times have you been to the downtown area and you've taken advantage of those food trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The food they're cooking down there. I can smell it now. It's coming through, and it's making me hungry.
Yep.
Yeah, we're pushing lunch at the end of this program, right?
Right. Yep.
Well, how do they get those food trucks? Well, several of those food trucks have been right there in my class, in my strategic management class on Pensacola State College. They earned their bachelor's degrees. They decided, how am I going to get my cash flows coming in and out? Mm. How am I going to find my angel investors? Because I don't always have cash just sitting in my pocket, burning a hole, saying, hey, how can I spend this?
Right.
I need someone to invest in me. And I need to find out how to do that, build a business plan, and get my business off the ground rolling. That's what entrepreneurship is. And we have an associate's program in that and a bachelor's program in that, as well as certificates. So you can start where you feel you need to start and keep building and building and building until you've eaten the elephant.
Right. And another bachelor program that is really popular right now is cybersecurity and cyber forensics. This is exciting. This is a new field. And lots of people are interested in this, and we definitely need cybersecurity experts because I get hit with attempts all the time through text, email. They even call me now. So, it's definitely a dangerous world out there on the internet. So this is a great bachelor program that people could get into, right?
Absolutely. And so my wife has a T-shirt that says, talk nerdy to me, right?
Yeah.
Because we know that the nerds rule the world, and I'm one of those nerds, but I don't quite rule the world quite yet. But I got to tell you, if you get that cyber forensics program, that is where you get down into the nitty gritty and you find out where these hackers are coming from, what they're doing, how can I protect the company and make that company safe? Have you heard about the hospitals right now where they will have a hacker come in and they will take all of their data and not let the hospital have access for that? Well, how do you track that down? How do you figure out who's doing that? Go back and get that data back and available. You need somebody who has the skill sets to do that. And if you have that, that makes you marketable. Mm.
Did you hear on the news? I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, I saw where all the car dealerships in America were hit with a cyber attack. And they had to they had to process everything on paper, handwritten paper, for probably about a day and a half. So all their systems were down. They couldn't look anything up. I mean, can you imagine the nightmare? And that's just one corner of one part of one industry. Imagine, like you said, if it happened to our healthcare system. I mean, it would be devastating. And you see that stuff in the movies, you know, people sitting there in front of a screen and they're typing, and they're getting into advanced systems. They're finding people. They're tracking these people down. It's exciting stuff. And if you're into that, you can get a bachelor's program and do it very affordably at Pensacola State College. I'm talking with Dr. Payne this morning. If you have any questions, let us know. 850-437-1620. You're listening to the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. All right, so we mentioned vets. I want to talk about that more here in a minute. Another thing that I heard about the other day is there is a shortage of CDL drivers. There is a shortage of drivers all over the map. So what's going on with that?
We have just an amazing truck driver program. Mm. All right. And we have classes starting in it tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
Right? August 26th, we have classes starting in it. And let's talk about that truck driver program.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to go and just hop into a truck and say, hey, good luck with it.
Right.
We have expert staff ready to go, ready to teach you. And we have simulators, too.
Oh.
And these simulators, it's like playing the biggest, best video game. So if it's something that you want to do long hauling, you want to learn how to get supplies from one place to another, and you want a truck, and that's your thing, come on in. Let us show you what it's about. Get in the queue, get in the line, and see what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those programs out in across the U.S. for CDL training, it's pretty pricey. So I would check definitely with Pensacola State College first. And like you said, they have a class starting tomorrow on that.
They do. And I'm glad you mentioned the pricey and how we're in the top 1%. We all like to brag about how we can save individuals money and we can make a difference. But let's talk about some of the scholarships that are available. Not only is our tuition affordable and our programs affordable, but we have scholarships. We have over 300 individual scholarships that we can give out.
Wow.
And you never know what someone's going to donate money for. So just because you may think that you're not financially able to go to school, that's not necessarily true. You come in, you apply for a scholarship, and we'll find money and we find ways to help students get where they need to be. Mm. As a matter of fact, I was just at the Juneteenth celebration the previous weekend. It was put on by the Watson Foundation. The Watson family, they're a wonderful local law firm in the neighborhood, and they had the celebration in Museum Square, downtown Pensacola, and they gave out $1,000 scholarship.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff like that that you just don't know where to look. You come in, you talk to us, and we'll help you find that money so that you can be successful.
You can't win if you don't play.
Right.
You've got to do it.
And 92% of the students that come to Pensacola State College, they don't end up taking loans.
Mm.
They come in and they find either grants or scholarships, or they pay their own way. And by the time they graduate, they're ready to get out, rock and roll, and make some money.
Wow. Let's talk about the academic calendar a little bit, because I know a lot of people are discouraged because they think, well, you know, college year, you know, that was, you know, maybe a couple decades ago, maybe a few years back. And they think, well, there's nothing out there for me financially, but there always is. And then a lot of people don't go back to school because they think, well, yeah, I don't have the time, and there's not a time for classes to start that really coincides with my schedule. What do you say to them?
Well, I was applying to college in the 80s, so the 1980s.
Right.
So it's a little bit different now, right?
I'm glad you specified, the 1980s.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So most of the time when you were a junior in high school, all of this mail came in and it said, here's what we need to do so that you can get into college. And then you plan and you took the SATs and the ACTs. And then someday, eventually, you'd get this big letter back in the mail. It's not that hard now.
Hmm.
Now, if you want to enroll, you go to pensacolastate.edu and you click on the enroll button. You don't have to actually enroll at that part, but it starts to walk you through it step by step. And it says, okay, here's who you are. List your name, list what you want to do, list your degree. And it takes you step by step. And before you know it, you're enrolled, and you can enroll in a day.
Wow.
You can have that happen. It takes a little bit of time to get some of those transcripts moved over, but we can even do that electronically now.
Right.
So we can move fast. We can get you started tomorrow.
Mm. All right. And you said the D session, the summer session, starts tomorrow. And then you've got August, September, and October starts as well.
Right. We have continuous enrollment. So you don't have to wait for your SAT or your ACT scores to come back. You can come in and you can start taking courses. You can take them now. But if you can't get in for tomorrow, that's okay. We have another section starting on August 19th. Mm-hmm. That's the traditional fall enrollment. That's when most of the big classes start. Mm-hmm. But if you're not ready for that yet, you just got out of high school or the summer is there and you're not ready, you're dropping kids off at school and there's no time to get in for the classes yourself, that's okay. You can wait until September 10th once things are underway and you're ready to start going. Right. Or maybe you want to wait till closer to Halloween, October 15th. We have some classes then as well.
Wow. Something for everyone, and it can be completely free. PensacolaState.edu, my guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne. Let us know if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. I know somebody out there is listening, and they're thinking, you know, maybe this is God telling me. It's time to make a change, because I know so many people that are just unhappy in their career, and they think it's just impossible for me to make a change this late in the game, and I can't do it, the schedule and the money and all that. Pensacola State College has taken care of all that for you. Go to pensacolastate.edu. How does the election season fit in to Pensacola State? Let's not get into the particular politics of it, but election season is here. So what kind of things is happening at Pensacola State?
Well, I think we all know there's a big election coming up in November. Early voting's also coming up pretty soon.
Hadn't heard about that. What's going on?
There's something of a debate that's getting ready to happen, I believe, this week, probably Thursday. Right. I encourage everyone to watch it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have real fun with one of these debates, there is no better time to take an American government course. Mm. We have a rock star in Mr. Theed who teaches this course. And can you imagine while both parties are going at it and battling that you're discussing this in a class at the same time, mm-hmm. people who have opposite or different views from what you have, you get to sit in there and understand the system and how we're electing our executive and legislative branches and how that whole thing is going to play out. And you don't have to just focus. Maybe American government isn't what you want. Maybe you want more of the American history so you can see where we've been and what we're doing, right? That's Dr. Brian Rucker. He's going to teach some amazing, amazing information. And one of the requirements in Florida is to have a civic literacy program as you go through and get your Associate of Arts degree.
Thank goodness.
Right? Thank goodness indeed.
Yes.
And say, you know what? I don't know if I can pass that civic literacy test, right? Maybe you want to pass that civic literacy test and you don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, today on campus, we are having at 11 o'clock, so right after this, you get out, finish listening to this program, and then you go down to the campus, and we have a civic literacy showdown where we will help you prep and we will help you get ready for that test. Wow. So the election is right here on us. You don't have to be enrolled in a long-term degree program. You can start with one course, two courses. You can start with a three-month welding program, or you can get directly into the long college programs and go clear up to 4 years. And we'll still get you into an MBA up the street if that's what you want as well.
Oh, very nice. It all transfers. And then Charter Academy, of course, if your kids are looking to get into this, it could be free tuition, free books, free labs, free laptop, everything free for them. And this could set them on a course that could change their whole life. And then maybe if they get into, the history of American national government and they get into civics, maybe it might change how they vote or how they, how they do everything in this community. So, you're really... Pensacola State College is kind of shaping our whole area, shaping the next few generations coming out because, we've been talking about the welding and all of these advanced certificate programs. I think that's really where it's headed. We've got the big liberal arts universities and the think tanks and things like that, but we need people to get their hands in there and get dirty. We need people to do stuff.
Right. We're all about world-class education, and our Charter Academy is bringing just that. Previously, we just had 11th and 12th grade. This next year, we're adding 9th and 10th grade. Nice. And yes, you can still register. You can still get enrolled for it. And the word free came up over and over and over again. And here's why that's fantastic. You can come to Pensacola State College and you can get into our Charter Academy. And you can start in 9th grade and then go through 10th grade. In 11th and 12th grade, at the same time as you're earning your high school diploma, you can be earning an Associate's of Arts degree.
Wow.
Right? You graduated around 18, and then you stay in the Pensacola State College program in which you're already an expert at taking these classes. You've gotten your taste test of college. You finish your bachelor's degree before you're old enough to drink. You're going to have that bachelor's degree, and we're going to get you transferred straight up the street for the MBA.
Before you're old enough to drink, you could have your own business creating and selling alcohol products. You could do anything at Pensacola State College. One thing that really caught my eye is the arts. You can actually study acting?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Ken Phillips. I cannot say enough about the amazing program. So when I talk about the arts, you can study acting, but you mm-hmm. can also, if you haven't had a chance to come onto our campus recently and seen the beautification of what we are doing there, the Art Museum, the Amos Auditorium, the Art Museum, it's just gorgeous. We always have something going on and a show going on there with world-class art. That's Brian Weaver who puts that together. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. But let's say, you know what, I've always had a hankering. I'm not ready for full-blown going to college for a full program yet, but I've always had a hankering to learn how to be an actor.
Right.
Right? You come on in. We have a class. As a matter of fact, we have a class starting tomorrow of TPP 1000, Introduction to Acting.
Wow.
Starts tomorrow. And you know what? You can be a star. We have productions. My favorite production was just this last year. I saw with my 12-year-old daughter, I saw a production of a Jane Austen production, and it was hilarious. We're talking Broadway-level comedies and shows that we put on right here with amazing experts and actors, and you can learn and get into that. So if that's something that you've always wanted to do, why not dip your toe in that pond?
Very nice. 850-437-1620. There's something for everybody at Pensacola State College. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Also, check out opnextjobs.com. You guys have partnered with them. Let's talk about that real quick again for somebody just joining us. What is this partnership all about?
Well, this partnership is wonderful. I gave you some of my background and told you that I was in the military and I was a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And being a veteran is so important to me. Mm-hmm. And finding the time to take care of vets and understanding we have so many faculty who are vets and we want to reach out to them. And they get some training and they get some base skill sets that they can transfer. And sometimes they need some certificates that they can bring into the real world, even though they have the skill sets. But if you haven't joined the military, we haven't forgotten about you either.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you say, hey, I want to get on, I want to see how they build these bridges. I want to see how they weld things together and create machines and new parts and engineer things. That is exactly what you're going to get with opnextjobs.com. For free, in only 3 months, you can get welding training. We have that available right now.
And if you want to be a driver, if you like being alone for long periods of time, driving around, seeing the country, they can help you out as well. Go to pensacolastate.edu. If you have any questions or comments, we're just about out of time. We've got about a minute left. My guest this morning, Dr. Michael Payne, thank you again for your service and what you're doing for this community through Pensacola State College. And like you said, a lot of your faculty are vets. So if you are a veteran and you're wanting to make a change, they can help you transition over into the civilian workforce and even advance your military careers while you're in the military. So like I said, there's something for everyone at Pensacola State. What are you most excited about? What are you happy about right now?
What am I most excited about? Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you. So I'm the department chair for business. And so business is my thing. And I want to see our local companies grow. Right now, we have seats available in Theories of Leadership that's going to start in the D session.
Theories of Leadership?
Theories of Leadership. Hmm. And you're like, why do I need Theories of Leadership? And, well, I have a retired Marine who his name is Dr. Ed Watson. He is fantastic. And he will teach you how to pull a team together, how to come up with Tuckman's team creation, pull things together to actually accomplish what you want to set out to do. And when I see that leadership in our community and everyone growing, I just get excited. I'm like, what's next that's going to come out of Pensacola State College that's great? Because we always seem to be on the precipice of the next big thing.
You truly are. I mean, I'm a believer. I know. PensacolaState.edu, Dr. Michael Payne, thank you so much. If you have any questions, comments, you can still reach out to us after the show today. We're going to post this as a podcast to our website and our app. newsradio923.com. Go to the App Store and download our app, and you can hear this conversation, the full conversation. 92% of our students here at PSC graduate loan-free. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Thanks for having me.